This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
For us to speak about was how can a Muslim cope, you know, with life struggles? And I think obviously the biggest struggle for everyone right now is, you know, the lockdown and coping with all the different tests that result from that, right? I think it's probably important to start off just to acknowledge the struggles that many people are facing right now. Like, you know, I've got teenagers, I've got young adult children, I can't call them children anymore, but, you know, young adult kids. And it is, let's just acknowledge for a minute, it is very difficult for young people right now. Like, this is, you know, you're in, obviously you're in the prime of your, you know, youth, and this is your time for socialization. Like, socialization is so important for this age, you know what I mean? When you're a teen, when you're early 20s, like, you depend on socialization so much. And then just feeling so bored and just so locked in all the time, you know, it's very difficult. You know, I see my kids struggling with it, but I think one thing to also realize too is for a lot of, you know, when you're just starting out in life, you haven't really gone through a lot of really major trials. Like, most people haven't gone through a lot of major trials before. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So I do think that that makes it harder for people to cope with, because just haven't gone through something before. You know what I mean? I'll be honest with you. If you have a little chat to like your mom or, you know, your grandma, often you'll find them, Allahu Alam, coping a little bit better only because they've gone through other stuff.
That's right.
And so that then becomes a resource for them. So I know it's hard to look at it like that now, but later on you will, like, there's always khair in everything that happens to us, even though it's difficult for us to see that now. But you'll be surprised how, subhanAllah, this will really make you much more resilient for life, you know?
Yeah.
Just try to keep that in mind. You know, I think that's one thing. But, like, yeah, just to acknowledge everyone's struggle right now, like I said, from a youth perspective. But I mean, look, everyone's going through different trials. Like, you've got, you know, brothers out of work, you've got mothers struggling with trying to have all these little kids at home, and the school kids at home, they're trying to cope with all the extra you know, homework and stuff, especially at the Islamic schools.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, and then you've got single mothers, they're very isolated in a lot of cases. Elderly can't see anyone. It's so, a lot of people being tested from all different angles. And then you only have to talk to the families who are being tested with actual COVID. Like, it is very stressful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them all shifa. You know, it's not just the actual sickness. Like, they get, like, the ones I've spoken to, they get extremely sick. And these are not even old people. These are, like, in their 30s. Like, they're getting very sick. Like, they can't get out of bed for, like, days. Their hands are shaking, like, they're so weak. But that's not the only thing. It's about, like, they, you know, you probably heard they've had the army coming around, they've had the police. Yeah. Like, you know, there's all these extra stresses. You know, you can't see your kids. Your kids might have to get taken away somewhere, because there's a lot of different stresses going on.
Yeah.
So, look, the thing what I can see, because there is, like, let's just acknowledge there's a lot of harshness right now. Like, we all feel this sort of harshness on us, you know? Like, there's the harshness of the lockdown laws. I mean, we just got told we're only allowed to go out of our house for 1 hour a day to exercise, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, we've got a curfew. I know you guys have already got your curfew. Like, I know you think we're the spoilt ones up here, because, you know, you guys have got the – you've got a curfew, haven't you? You've all got the curfew, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got one. Yeah, I think any restriction would just make you feel like, no matter how small or big the restriction is, it just takes away that little bit of freedom in your life.
Yeah.
It definitely does cause all these, you know, stresses.
But up here, you know, because we're in the 8 LGAs, you know, so we've got the curfew now getting put on us from, it's going to be from 9 at night until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, look, all that, we've got to realize, right, with all that harshness that's going on around you, and then not just the harshness of the laws, there's then the harshness of others. Like, they don't care about you. They're just like, you all deserve it, and they're just so nasty, you know.
Yeah,
and then you've got the harshness of, like, maybe not finding work, financial stress, you know, all that. So that's why it is so important. I can't stress this enough. It is so important in light of all that, okay, to you're in so much more need for self-care at this time than any other time, okay? So you have to actually consciously, you know, provide that self-care to your, you know, to yourself. I can't stress that enough, okay? Because you might be so focused on everything else going on, but you might not realize that how much you need to really look after yourself in such a situation, okay? Mm-hmm. To really stay on top of, like, to stay in a good place, like for you to be in a good place, you know, where you feel positive and you're able to cope with everything, you've got to look after yourself. So I thought what I'll do is, first of all, I'll just, you know, share a few things that I've been doing, because yep. SubhanAllah, you never know how something I do, it might help give you an idea, you know. But yeah. Look, this is also based upon previous experiences, because I have gone through some fairly huge, you know, life tests in the past. Yeah. And that sort of has taught me what to do. And I kind of like, so whenever those tests come up in life, I've learned to kick into what I call survival mode. I call it kick into survival mode, right?
Nice.
So survival mode, basically what it's about is you just learn to simplify your life. You know, you've got so much extra burdens on you now and stress. You've got to learn to just take off the extra stuff you don't need. You know what I mean? You've just got to do that. Like anything you can simplify to make it lighter on yourself, easier on yourself, that's what you do, you know? Like, honestly, I would tell some sisters if, like, for example, if they're really not coping, if the school's completely unreasonable and they're not ready to be flexible about the homework, I would even consider, especially for people in Sydney, because we've got a long lockdown, right? We've got at least until the end of September. If they're not coping, if they're just falling apart, I would honestly tell them, you know what? Put your kids in a public school. What's going to happen? You know what I mean? They're at home anyway. You know what I mean? It's going to be better for your mental health and your own your child's mental health that you're going to be like screaming at them every day and going crazy trying to get them to do all this, keep up to all the, you know, the demands of the school. So that's just one example. But honestly, you've got to learn to just cut back whatever you can if you're not coping. And then the other thing, like I've tried to do, like I have a structure, like a lot of people in lockdown that just completely forget what day it is. But like I actually have, I try to have a variety. I have a lot of like, I make my week, like I have a variety of activities in my week.
Yeah.
So I have like I have certain days I do exercise, for example. I have certain days, so it's sort of split up, and then I have classes on different days. So because I have a program, every single day I'm doing different stuff. If you do that, if you can try and make a program for yourself, like a weekly program, daily program, you'll find the time will just go.
Yeah.
So you've got to have structure. It's really important to have some structure, you know?
That's right.
And stuff that you look forward to.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Because normally, you know, when we're out of lockdown, we've got like, you know, this day we're going to work, this day going to school, this time from this time we're doing this. We've got that routine. And then as soon as it's lost, that's when we feel like, oh, you know, like we get bored or we just get sick of everything and we just go to this, you know, mood that we don't want to do anything anymore.
Yeah. Now, it's really important to have structure. Like, look, alhamdulillah, I have to say for anyone in uni, they're really blessed because they've got something to do, you know. But if you're not in uni, look, there's lots of online courses you could be doing, you know. You could just do some self-development courses, you know, anything, like learn about how to manage your money better, learn about, I don't know, resilience, learn about conflict resolution skills. There's so many good skills you could actually learn in this time. Like I would just be throwing myself into, you know, thinking about what else I can do to kind of enhance myself during this time, if you can.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, no, inshallah, like, honestly, just the main thing is to give yourself some purpose during this time. Like, don't just let this time pass. Like, you know. The other thing I also believe in, people laugh at me, but this is what I do. I'm really big on pampering myself. Like, so for example, mashallah, like, one of my students got me this amazing aromatherapy hand sanitizer. And I absolutely love this sanitizer. Like, you should smell it. It smells absolutely amazing, right? Because we have to use hand sanitizer a lot. So I thought if you're going to use it, at least make it good. Make it worth it, you know? And so when you smell this, it's actually like a stress therapy. So like you know, you put it on your hands and it's like it's just amazing, you know? So like just doing stuff like that, that really like just pampering yourself, it's you'd be surprised how that can really it can really lift your mood.
Yeah, it would lift your mood. Yeah, definitely.
It does. And then besides that, look, I think one thing, and a lot of people do say this, what lockdown does, it kind of makes you more introspective. Like you tend to be, like you start to appreciate the small things. I don't know about you, sis, but like you start to appreciate the little things. Like one thing I can tell you what I've been appreciating right now is the beautiful sunny weather. I don't know what you've got down there, but we've had the most beautiful days.
Yeah. Today was actually, we had really, really nice weather today and we just couldn't get anywhere. But
okay.
you start to appreciate that.
Well, things. I went out today. Like, I went for a walk with one of my old buddies.
Yeah,
we went for a beautiful walk together. It was awesome, you know? Like, so it was just absolutely the beautiful walk not too far from my house. Of course, in the 5K zone, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went for a beautiful walk and it was just, you know, alhamdulillah, honestly. And that's what really brings up the mood, you know? Like, because if you're not seeing anyone, that's what brings you down a lot because you're not socializing. So like even my son's been doing that sometimes, actually. He's got a friend that lives not like within, you know, the same LGA.
Yeah.
So like he caught up with him one time because otherwise, you know, I know they say, oh, call each other on Zoom or, but no one does, do they? Like we don't bother to sort of catch up on Zoom or call half the time.
But Zoom if you can catch up for a walk. For the formal stuff, studying and that. That's
So if you can catch up for a walk, it's just an idea. Like you're walking, you're getting exercise, but at least you get to talk to each other a bit as well, you know.
That's right.
I think, you know, that's something. And, like, so I think that it's about also being a bit imaginative, you know, like trying to find your way around, you know, the different, the different let's say, obstacles we have right now.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I think, yeah, like I said, being grateful for the small things, you know.
Yeah.
I was talking to a teacher overseas, you know. I mean, honestly, like, we do find it difficult with our lockdown, but if you talk to people overseas, they weren't allowed to go out at all. There was no such thing as going out for exercise. I know we like to whinge about it, but the reality is overseas, they didn't go out for any exercise. You know, they had to stay
down. Right.
Some of them were in lockdown for, like, 3 months, no going out whatsoever. They couldn't even half the time go shopping. They had sellers come around to their house, you know.
Yeah.
And they had to buy things from at the front door.
That happened to my family as well overseas. They had like a complete lockdown where there was like sirens where everyone just has to, like, as soon as they hear it, they stay home. That's it. It's just crazy. Along. Yeah.
So we don't want to give them ideas, but but yeah. So look, and then besides that, this is my other, I mean, look, the other thing I love to do as well, this really brings me happiness. So like, I think it's about looking for things that really bring you joy as much as you can. Like, I love to sit in the sun and recite Quran. That's another thing. Like, it really brings me a great deal of joy and happiness. So just, you know, consciously looking for things that bring you happiness during this time, it's really important. And then, really important as well is avoiding stuff that is just going to stress you out, you know.
That's right.
Like a lot of stuff that happens online is very stressful, that, you know, people are very wound up, they can make you stressed as well. So and then I know there's a lot going on in the world and a lot of people could get really down from that. But look, at the end of the day, Allah Ta'ala is only asking you to do what you can. So you can only you're only responsible for what you can change. You know what I mean? You can't do everything. Can't do everything. So don't try and take on more than you're asked to do.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that can overwhelm some people. Like, look, if all you can deal with that right now is your circumstances in lockdown, then so be it. You know, just you deal with that now. You focus on that. You deal with your iman and your, you know, your mental health. If that's what you have to do right now, that's what you focus on.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Even what you said about building, like, you know, doing courses online and building skills, that can actually turn, you know, you can like explore a hobby out of that. You know, some people don't have like a certain hobby that they can fill their time in, and they can do like a photography course, or I don't know, like a calligraphy or something, and then realize, oh, you know what, I like this, I might continue to do it. And it definitely, you know, like fills in that gap if you have, you know, too much free time is not good sometimes. So yeah, absolutely. Definitely, yeah, it would really help.
Well, the other thing is too, someone might discover a new career. Like a lot of people have changed careers now. Like some careers aren't, you know, you can't do them now during lockdown. However, other doors have opened up in other areas because people need other things, you know?
Right.
Sometimes you might just have to change direction, and that's what it's about.
Mm. That's definitely right. We also had another question about, you know, now that we're all stuck at homes with our family members, how to stay, you know, how to make the most of that and keep, you know, build that connection instead of like, I know sometimes it can get, you know, annoying or whatever, you know, always spending the time with the same people. So what's like some ways we can, you know, build like a special connection with our family members and keep, you know, close?
Look, one thing is definitely praying together. Yeah. You know, I think I've really enjoyed that. Like, because my my son and my husband, they normally go pray in the masjid.
Yeah.
But, you know, with lockdown, you know, you actually have your own imam at home, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, that's
so,
right.
You know, and the prayers bring you together. So, like, trying to always pray together as Jama'ah makes a big difference.
It
and
is,
then besides that, just having family experiences, like sitting together, making sure you eat together. Like, some families, unfortunately, don't eat together, and that's actually not recommended. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, there can be some days you don't eat together, but most days you should eat together. It really brings you together. Even if you're arguing on the table, you're still being brought together.
You know what I mean? Of course. It's nice. Like, you know, experiencing that whole, because my mom always tells us this, like, every time we fight, she says, oh, look at us now, because she's a, she's got 9 other siblings, and now
each one is
in a different country.
Yeah.
She goes, you're not going to appreciate that you're together until you all, like, separate and go into your own countries and whatnot. And then we're like, yeah, you know, we realize it's crazy. Like, she can't see her brothers, you know, like, she hasn't seen some of them for a few years. So it's really important we appreciate those little things.
Yeah, like, look, my kids, when they were at home together, a lot of them used to fight like there was no tomorrow. But as soon as they some of them out, they've now, they're all beautiful, giving each other, you know, Eid gifts and everything. I'm like, whoa, that's a big change.
That's good.
Suddenly they're just, you know, making and being really kind to each other, mashallah, tabarakallah. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, alhamdulillah. So yeah, but I mean, look, this you'll find that this lockdown and this experience of the pandemic, it is going to bring the family close together. Like, it's gonna, there's gonna be a lot of memories, inshallah, that we've shared, and we'll and as, even as a Muslim community, you know, we're gonna go back, oh, do you remember that time back in 2000 and, you know,
yeah, 20
back in 2000 and whatever we're in 2020 I forgot what year we're in 2021.
Yeah,
do you remember
right.
we went through that time, and, you know, like, it's going to be a memory that we're going to share, you know, subhanAllah. So
yeah definitely, so might as well make the most of it, you know.
That's it's right
yeah
but you know, look, at the end of the day, I think it's, I was gonna say, like, it's important for people to, like, so I gave you some like more general tips on how to cope mentally and everything, but look, this is a time for us to really turn back to the Quran, okay?
That's right.
People have to realize that the Quran is, subhanAllah, is so full of hope, you know, and strengthening you. Like, you've got to think, all those ayats were coming down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was going through the hardest trials, all kinds of untold trials and hardships, and he was facing most of that all on his own besides Allah, you know what I mean? There was times where he had no one, you know, he just started off like really alone, and a lot of things he's facing on his own, right? Except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. So if you think about the ayats, you know, that Allah ta'ala sent us, they're so comforting. Like, if you can just turn to the Quran at times, you know, try every day to read from the Quran, because, and just focus and look out for those ayats that are so comforting and make you realize it's gonna lift your spirits, you know, like, you look at the ayah, for example, to the Baqarah, right? Most people know this ayah, you know, أَمْ حَسِبَتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبَلِكُمْ. Like, did you think that you're going to enter Jannah, right? And mm-hmm. and what came to people before you is not going to happen to you. Yeah. You know, Allah's reminding us, do you think you're actually going to go to Jannah and you're not going to go through trials like those people who came before you? And then he tells us about how they went through all kinds of trials to the level they said, to the level that the prophet who was with them and the people who believed said, Mata Nasrullah, like when is the help of Allah coming? Ala inna Nasrullahi qarib. Verily, the help of Allah is near. So like those kind of ayat are so comforting, and just reflecting on the seerah, like these ayat were coming down to the Messenger of Allah while he's going through all kinds of untold hardships, right? And think about that time where they're in the valley, Sahaba and the Prophet, like they're boycotted, they're under siege. And like, alhamdulillah, our cupboards are full, alhamdulillah, in general, right? Whereas they were tying rocks to their stomach from the hunger to prevent the hunger. So they went through so many. You read the seerah, it's a great time to actually read the seerah, reflect on the seerah, and just think that, do you really think you're going to go to Jannah without some sort of trials? And look at the trials that the Sahaba went through, you know?
That's a beautiful reminder, especially with the reading part. Like, I think it's a great time to also spend a lot of time on reading. Like Islamic prophet stories, the seerah. The seerah is beautiful, you know, like there's so many things that to learn in Islam. Like no matter how much you look into it, there's always so much more.
And it's very comforting because you realize this is normal part of life, you know?
Yeah.
And then you read the ayat, they're all there. Like Allah says, كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. Like he tells us, like, this is how we comfort you and support your heart. Like, we strengthen your heart with these ayats. So, you know, recite these ayats. That's what they're for. They were sent to strengthen you.
Yeah.
Right? And just like they strengthen the Messenger of Allah, they can strengthen me and you as well. You know? SubhanAllah. Yeah. So, and the other thing I wanted to mention, you know, we just had Ashura, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, think about the message of Ashura. Like, it's a perfect time to actually have Ashura, because one of the greatest lessons we take out of the day of Ashura is that as long as you have Allah with you, right, then you can get through anything.
That's right.
Because if you think about the story of what happened to Musa alayhi salam, right? So, you know, he and his, you know, Bani Israel, they like Fir'aun and his, you know, armies are, you know, chasing them until they get to the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find themselves cornered. You know, like the only thing is they've got Fir'aun and his armies behind them, and in front of them is the sea, and there's nowhere to turn, right?
Yeah.
So it looks like a hopeless situation. And Bani Israel, the people from Bani Israel, had started to have doubts. They sort of had su'avon, like in Allah, like they sort of had bad thoughts about Allah, and they said, basically, that's it. We're finished. You know,
we're done.
Exactly. And then what does Musa alayhi salam say? Qala kalla. You know, inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Like, you know, he told him, no, Allah Ta'ala is with us.
Yeah.
You know, and subhanAllah, and then Allah Ta'ala saved them. So like, the thing is, that message that we get out of Ashura, we just had it yesterday, or depending on what day, you know, Wednesday. But the point is, perfect time for us to have Ashura, because we're going through this lockdown. And just think that, you know, yes, this is not an easy thing we're going through, okay?
That's right.
As long as we have Allah with us, we will find our way through this. Just like Musa alayhi salam and his, you know, he got through the sea with Bena Israel, and Allah Ta'ala saved them.
That's,
you know,
right.
So we will also be safe, bi'idhnillah. We will get through this pandemic, inshallah. You know, we'll be safe, bi'idhnillah. Allah will look after us.
Inshallah, ya Rab.
Yeah.
Inshallah. Mashallah, that's really great reminders, subhanAllah. Like, I feel like we all need this, you know, these reminders sometimes. Like, we might all know, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with us, but sometimes we just forget, you know? Like, we can reach a point where we're just like, no, like, you know, everything just not working. You're just in this mood that you're out of it, and you know, you tend to forget subhanAllah, like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with you, and he won't burden the soul more than it can bear.
That's right.
We also just want to address any like depression or anxiety in these times. Yeah, I know, of course. You know, a lot of year 12 students or even little kids or, you know, teenagers, yeah, or people going through a lot of difficulties. And also, you know, like this thing that people have, you know, I've heard this before, like if you get depression or anxiety, that means your iman is low or weak. So we just want to clarify and, you know, go into this a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, one thing a lot of people don't realize is that it is really important to look after our mental health, you know, and mental health can actually have, it can actually, if your mental health's not in a good state, it can actually impact on your spiritual connection, you know, and a lot of people don't realize that. Because what happens is when you're in a poor state of mental health, it actually affects your whole outlook on everything. Like you see everything as just, you know, black around you basically, right? And you just don't see hope. You don't see hope in everything. And so you actually even think, oh, how could Allah forgive me? You know, how could, you know, what's the use of me praying because I'm not going to go to Jannah anyway. You get yourself into this really negative mindset. Like, I mean, recently, for example, I had this beautiful sister, because I get sisters contact me all the time, right?
Yeah.
You walking around?
Oh, yeah, I'm just putting the charger.
That's all right. That happened to me, you know, I almost forgot to charge my phone before I came on.
I actually charged it just to have a lot finished.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, anyway, so what was I saying to you? That's all, I lost you there for a minute. But what was I going to tell you? So the thing is, I had this beautiful sister contact me recently. You know, I got a lot of sisters contact me with this issue, you know?
Yeah.
And she was basically saying, this is really sad. You know, she's going through so many trials at home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was saying to me, but, you know, I pray, you know, I pray as much as I can and I can't feel anything and I'm just struggling and I don't know why. She's like hating on herself so much because she can't feel her prayer because she, you know, she's saying to herself, because I'm praying and because I'm doing dhikr, I'm doing my Quran, therefore I shouldn't be feeling like this.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that makes her feel even more hopeless.
Yeah.
So what I tell people, I say to them, look, if you know that you are doing, you know, you're doing your prayers, you know, you're trying your hardest to pray your prayers, or you're doing your dhikr, you know, and you're not feeling, and you're still not feeling good, despite what you're doing, it's time to seek help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Because yes, you're like definitely, you know, praying your prayers, it brings you a great sense of peace, doing your dhikr, you know, reading Quran, all of those things are there to support you. Okay. But if you've got other issues going on, right, and some of these issues might not be in your life right now, it could have happened to you in your childhood, that like it could be stuff you went through that's impacting you that you didn't even think about, you know, and that's surfacing now as an adult. That can sometimes happen to people. So what I'm saying to you, if you're just feeling low, you're feeling like you're not, you know, you're just feeling really you know, negative and not feeling hopeful about anything, it's time to get help, you know. And alhamdulillah, we are so blessed in Australia to have so many resources. That's, you know, right, we've got so many Muslim psychologists, you know, and when you go to those Muslim psychologists, mashallah, like, you know, the beauty is that they've got the knowledge of psychology to help you, but then they bring Islam into it too. So they remind you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know what I mean? So we're so blessed to have that. I mean, look, you can get telehealth these days, you know, like you can, you know, you can get sessions like, and now like there's like, I think 12 sessions or 20 sessions for free or something a year, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like 12 sessions for free, you know, like, so, you know, and you can get it on Zoom, you know, you don't have to go and sit, you don't have to, you don't have to leave your home. You can actually do it from home.
Yeah,
and it's very helpful because, look, knowledge is power. Knowledge is always power, you know, because there's a lot of things that you don't necessarily understand about your brain, the way it works, you know, different things that you can be doing to sort of help yourself, and also just understanding yourself. Why are you thinking in such a negative way, you know?
Yeah.
So all of that can help you so much. And so what I say to people is, if that's your case, work on your mental health, go work with someone, you know, professional, and then you will find that, subhanAllah, once you work out what's going on with yourself, right, mentally, your mental state, you start to heal that, it will have an impact on everything else. Your relationships, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will improve everything. And you'll start to enjoy your prayers again.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like a vicious circle, really. You know, if you're not in a good place, like I said, with your mental health, then it is going to impact on, it can impact on your, you know, on your spiritual connection. And we have to realize that people can be tested with different types of mental illness, just like they're tested with physical illnesses.
That's right.
And that's something people don't understand. Why doesn't it make logical sense that if you get tested with different types of physical illnesses, that you couldn't be tested also in mental illnesses? Of course you could, you know? Mm. And if you look in the Quran, you know, okay, we have Ayyub alayhi salam. He was tested in a physical illness.
Yeah.
But if you look at Yaqub's test, mm-hmm. it was more like a mental type of illness. Like, we had a very deep sadness.
Mm.
So it was different, you know? Like, and in fact, his sadness, as Allah Ta'ala describes to us, was so severe that it began to affect him physically, where he even, you know, it affected his eyesight.
Yeah.
So, like I'm saying, so we have to realize that, you know, this could be someone's test. They could be tested with a type of depression or a type of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But also remember that that's not lost with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, you'll be rewarded for that, bi-idhnillah. That's a way of having your sins expiated for you, right? So, you know, so just seek help, because it really concerns me when Muslims, unfortunately, in a lot of cases, they see it as weakness
mm-hmm.
for them to go and seek help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, but in fact, they don't. Yeah, and that's it's actually, can I tell you, it takes a great deal of courage to recognize that you need help and to go seek that help. That's the brave person.
Mm.
That's courageous, to realize you're actually not coping and that you need help, right? And to reach out and get that help. That's what you call courage, right? So that's, we have to change that mindset amongst Muslims.
That's right.
Inshallah.
SubhanAllah. I think especially when, you know, when someone's got so much going on, they, like you said at the start, you know, self-care is very important, especially in these times. So I find that when someone's got, you know, a lot of things going on, they just tend to forget about themselves, or they put themselves last. And I find that with, like, mothers as well, like, especially, you know, like with my mum, you know, she's got, like, the house, like, six kids, and then she's teaching on Zoom, and then she's got the kids, like, doing Zoom classes, and, you know, all these things. And she'll tend to forget about, you know, like, herself and what she's going through. So I think that's yes. what also, like, it really, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it, you know, when someone's got so many things going and not focusing on themselves at the same time, that's when they start to lose it, and it will take longer for them to recognize that, look, you know, they're not coping and they do, you know, need that extra help.
It's a very, I'll tell you something. It's a very common mistake that lots of women fall into.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing. And that's why I try to teach my students not to do the same thing now, because I did that. Like, we women, we tend to, not just women, men too, right? But it's just women tend to do this a lot. Like, they just give out all the time. And they, especially as mothers, because it just, you just get exhausted, because there's just no time for you. There's just practically no time for yourself at all, especially you've got young children, right? Yeah. So you just give out, and you just totally did not think that you actually need to also give to yourself to be able to continue to give to the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of women fall into that, and they end up, something ends up happening to them.
Yeah.
They end up, different things will happen to them eventually, and they'll realize that you can't keep going on. They just go through burnout, basically. They go through something. Yeah. And they, unfortunately, sometimes you have to learn the hard way that that's not going to work, you know.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
Allah help us through all of this.
Amen, Ya Rab, amen.
And just one more thing. Just with all these, you know, restrictions going on and the laws that are placed,
yeah,
we just want to emphasize on, you know, being as Muslims to follow the rules that we get faced with, or any laws that we get, you know, that get imposed on us. As it's, you know, it's part of our religion, you know, the country that we're living in, to just follow the laws that they, you know, impose on us rather than rebelling. Or, you know, like, I understand it can get tough, and sometimes it is, you know, good to speak up, of course, but, you know, to be done in the right way, and just, you know, to remember to be role models for the rest of the community, inshallah.
Well, I think as well, look at it like this, from this perspective as well. At the end of the day, you've got to learn as a Muslim that there are things we can change and there are things that we can't change. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? And when you're trying to go up against a brick wall, you're not going to get very far, and you end up just hurting yourself and making yourself, you know, basically frustrated. And yeah, you're going to just waste a lot of stress and anger and probably bring more harm to yourself mentally. You know, and you're just getting angry. Like, what's the use? You know, at the end of the day, I want everyone to also remember that whatever's happening to us, yes, I know that we can be angry about the way things are being done and stuff like that, but let's also reflect on the fact that whatever's happening to us is also written, was also written, okay, for us 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, okay? So we as Muslims do have to come back to our core beliefs, you know? Some people, you know, this is a trial for you, and it's a trial for me, it's a trial for everyone to realize that, yes, we can accept that there can be people, for example, doing plans in the world and stuff like that, but let's not, you know, let our beliefs in these things get to a point where it actually contradicts our aqidah, you know, where we think that these forces have greater power or control over what Allah wills, and, you know, the ultimate power that Allah has over all of our affairs, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, if you think about that hadith, you know, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Ibn Abbas, you know, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ, right? وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ, right? So even if all of the, you know, even if all the nations had gathered together to cause you some harm, they won't be able to do that unless it's what Allah has already written. So if you can realize that, yes, we don't like these lockdowns, they're not fun, okay? However, let's just be realistic about this. It's still what Allah has written for us, okay? Yeah. Allah wrote it 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. So it's better for you just to come to peace with it, you know? Come to peace with it and learn to be flexible, okay? Because that's something that our religion actually teaches us, about being flexible. Like, if you look at what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, he says, "Ajaban li amri mu'min, inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair." Okay, like that, the affair of the believer is something amazing, and that everything that happens to a believer is always khair. Why? Because the believer, when something happens to a believer, they just change direction.
Yeah.
No matter, yani, and it's always for the khair. They look for the khair in whatever they're going through. Like, let's think about, let's reflect on Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, right? I love his, I just absolutely adore his statement that he made when he said, you know, what can my enemies do to me? If they imprison me, it'll be khalwa, like I'll be alone with Allah Azza wa Jal, right?
Yeah,
I'll be in seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they exile me, I'll be a tourist, and I'll be reflecting upon the creations of Allah. And if they kill me, I'll be shaheed. You know? So what I'm trying to say is the believer always looks for the khair in whatever situation they're put under. That's why, yani, we don't have time to be like getting angry and going for, what's the use? they're not going to change. You're just going to bring harm on yourself and harm on others. You know what I mean? Yeah. So better for you to put your energy into doing something beneficial during this time. Yeah. Just accept it. And, you know, as the Messenger of Allah told us, he tells us, ihris ala ma yanfa'uk, right?
Yeah.
Always focus on what will benefit you, right? Wasta'in billah, and seek the help of Allah, wa la ta'jaz, and do not become hopeless.
Yeah.
Don't be hopeless and don't think you can't do something. Yani, so that's what you look for. Look for what benefits you. Focus on what's really going to benefit you, benefit your ummah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't waste your energy and anger and stress. And you're just going to be, what are you going to do? You're just going to make your mental health disturb your family, disturb yourself, and cause more harm to yourself. Like, maybe get arrested and cause more harm. And what's the use?
Yeah.
And your mother will be upset with, upset because of what happened to you, and cause grief to your family. And why? They're not going to change for you. You know, they've got a program that, all around the world, they're doing lockdowns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not just in Australia, it's everywhere. And like, I'm not going to give them ideas, but the reality is the lockdowns in Australia, we're still able to do things they can't do overseas.
That's right.
You know, overseas, they won't even put up with half this behavior of ours. You know what I mean? Like,
we're too spoiled.
But look, there is something I did want to talk about before we finish.
Yeah, of course.
And I think it's really important to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Because the two things that are shown to really make people happy, and one of the reasons why they say Muslims are particularly happy more than other people, alhamdulillah, is number one, because of our spiritual connection, but also number two is the community, right? Yeah. Now, I want to just, remind everybody of how important it is for us going through such a trial we're going through right now, to really hold tight to your safety networks, okay? Now is a time for us, more than ever, we need to, really hold on to our, sisterhood and brotherhood and community and not be divided. It's very important, right? Because that's the main thing that's going to help you get through this, times like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you would know, we've all seen it, that one of the hardest tests that many people have experienced with this pandemic, which has made coping with it so much more difficult, has actually been the harshness that some people have encountered, and the fighting that's been occurring, between between sisters in Islam or brothers in Islam, or, even family members, right, over different issues.
Yeah, yeah.
People got strong opinions, but they're letting those opinions get to the point where they're actually cutting ties with each other, or just being so harsh.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize that it's what strengthens us is when we are united, but what actually weakens us individually and as a community is division.
That's right
and
absolutely.
There's actually a really beautiful ayah in the Quran. Mm-hmm. That Allah Ta'ala tells us what are the keys to success, when you're faced with a real hardship, right? And just reflect on this ayah, right? So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha laqitum fi'atan fathbutu, right? If you face a force, then fathbutu, stand firm, wadhkurullaha kathiran la'allakum tuflihun, right? And then remember Allah a lot so that you'll be successful. So first of all, stand firm, be patient, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Allah a lot to make yourself be able to do that. And then he says, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهُ, right? So obey Allah, stay stuck to the path of Allah and his messenger. Mm-hmm. And then listen to this, وَلَا تَنَازَعُ فَتَفْشَلُ. Do not divide. If you divide, فَتَفْشَلُ وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. If you divide, then you will fail.
Yeah.
And your strength will go out of you. وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Be patient and Allah's with the patient.
That's beautiful.
Right? So this, yeah. I know, SubhanAllah, this is what I was saying to you about, really, if you can spend some time during this time to turn back to the Quran, you'll find the answers are there. Like, what you're looking for. How do I stay strong in this pandemic? How do I stay strong in trials? It's all in the Quran. All the answers are there, right?
Someone's but asking, like, what ayah is this?
You know what? I'll send it to you after the. I'll put it in the comments.
Yeah.
After we finish the session, but the point is that I'm just trying to show you the importance of staying together, especially in trials. Right. This is what actually, you know, strengthens us. And look, sisters and brothers, you know, it's enough. The trial we're going through is enough. Without putting on top of that, you know, it's a horrible feeling. Everybody knows the bad feeling that you get when you have a problem with another sister or brother, and just that harshness. It's like, subhanAllah, you can tolerate it sometimes from, say, non-Muslims talking to you like that, but when it's your own brothers and sisters in Islam, it affects you so much more.
Yeah.
I think most people can agree with that, right? But I want to say something here too, and that is, look, everybody, let's just realize that everyone is feeling really vulnerable right now, okay? So what I really advise everybody is try to make a lot of excuses for others. I know that a lot of people may have hurt you from what they've said, but we don't understand what kind of problems that sister or that brother's going through behind the scenes. Like, people don't always tell you what they're going through, right? And let's just try our best to, like, step back when someone's, you know, maybe attacking us, you know, like, you know, a lot of stuff's been going on, you know what I mean? But if you see that, just take a step back and realize they're most likely projecting because something else is going on in their life, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing. And then if look at yourself as well, like, if you find yourself lashing out, like if you're the one who's been lashing out on people, you know, attacking people because of their views, like, why? Like, you know what I mean? Why would you attack people? You know, why would you, do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, then look at yourself. No. Maybe you need to take care of your own self. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because ultimately, even if we don't agree with each other, does that mean we have to hate each other now? Yeah. And over dunya. It's not even something in the deen. And even in deen, we're allowed to have different opinions. So yeah, about dunya, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We should not let that come between in our sisterhood and brotherhood, right? So if you find yourself lashing out on people, that's also a sign to you, like, wait a second, things are not going right. You know, you need to actually go look after yourself a bit more. You know what I mean? You obviously, like, not in a good place right now.
Yeah.
Right? So just try, everybody, to be just a little bit kinder and do it for the sake of Allah. Do it for the sake of Allah, you know? The Messenger of Allah told us, irham man fil ard, yarhamuka man fis sama. Like, you have mercy with those on earth. The one in the heavens will have mercy with you. You know, you want Allah to be merciful with you and have more rahmah in your life. Try to have more rahmah with others. Have more mercy. That's how we're supposed to be as believers with each other. We're not supposed to be harsh with each other. We're supposed to be gentle with each other, you know? Especially when everyone's going through such a hard time right now. But that's what people want. They need that. They really need that gentleness because there's too much harshness out there.
I was going to say, like, that's important, you know, that brotherhood and sisterhood is important in our everyday life, you know, let alone in this time where everyone's going through the same thing, you know, everyone can be moody, you know, going through all different trials, like you said, subhanAllah, we just need to really stick to each other. Like, this, you know, there's always going to be difference of opinions. Not everyone's going to agree. And I guess that's what makes us grow together, you know, it makes us grow together even more. Because we can understand our, you know, each other's differences, but still, you know, we all have the same goal. You know, at the end of the day, we're just trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we're doing everything we can for the sake of Allah. Yeah, subhanAllah. MashaAllah, very beautiful words. We all need these spiritual reminders.
Barakallah fiqh, inshaAllah.
We're just going to address some of the questions in the chat. Inshallah, this live will be uploaded, yeah, so we're going to save it and upload it on the page. Okay. I'm not sure. Okay, there's a few questions. All right, we've got one. I'm a Muslim reaver, alhamdulillah. It's so hard to stop listening to music. What are your recommendations?
Yeah, so I had a lot of trouble getting off music too. But if you think about, honestly, music, the way I could equate it, it's almost like a drug, and you have to wean yourself off. But when you get off it, you'll be amazed how much better you're going to feel. So, because what it does, it kind of just makes you really stuck to the dunya. What helped me was getting into nasheeds. So, like, I used to listen to nasheeds, like Islamic nasheeds, that were always about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know? So, I found that really helped me. And also, obviously, I started learning the Quran as well. So that really helped me. And after a while, like, it takes a while to get off it. It takes quite a few years to get it out of your system. But once you do, you don't look back. Like, it's like you've detoxed. You've got to detox from it. That's exactly what I had to do. I had to detox from it.
Yeah.
And then I got to a point where I actually couldn't stand it. I actually could not stand it anymore. SubhanAllah. So it just shows you that it really is very addictive.
I guess it's like,
just making exactly dua.
Finding that, like, an alternative, you know? Like, finding a good alternative, not just cutting yourself off, you know, completely.
You probably can't just cut yourself off.
Beautiful.
So try the nasheeds. There's some beautiful nasheeds, like, you know, Maher Zain. But try to get the ones without instruments if you can.
Yeah.
They're really good as well. Yeah.
Definitely. I think that's a struggle that we all go through. All right. We've got, let's have a look. Where else is there questions? Or if anyone has any questions, feel free to post them in the comments. We've got a comment. Alhamdulillah, I found that the quiet time feels a bit like Ramadan, in that there is more time for seclusion and introspection.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, mashallah. It helps you slow down and focus on different things. Like, normally we're in a rat race. For those of you who go to work, you know, it's every day, got rush off out the door. Uni, it's just like a rat race, but we can look at it like we've got our energy a lot more conserved, you know, we're able to just go, like, it's much more peaceful outside, you know, you're able to focus on different things, think about life, you know, as I said, introspective, you become a lot more introspective, like, think about your life, the way the life, your life's going, what do you want to really do with your life, like, ponder on this whole test of the pandemic, how in any minute Allah Ta'ala can change all of our affairs, you know, in any minute Allah can take our blessings away from us. So we really have to be grateful for what we have and always thank Allah and just seek nearness to Him, because we don't know how much longer we have on this planet.
Yeah, that's so true, subhanAllah.
You know?
Yeah. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rab. I'm just trying to see if we've got any more questions. MashaAllah, we've got someone from India saying, passing salam to you. Everyone's loving your reminders, by the way. Alhamdulillah.
May Allah accept from all of us. May Allah bless everybody who came tonight, and I ask Allah Ta'ala to fill your hearts with iman, and, you know, and your homes, bi'inallah, inshaAllah.
Amen, Ya Rab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, Sheikh Umm Jamal. That was, subhanAllah, very, very beautiful words. You know, amazing reminders that we all need to hear. Inshallah, we'll have, you know, more and more sessions like this, where more people can, you know, have a chance to ask questions. We can go through, you know, other issues as well that are happening. You know, anyone who has, like, recommendations for things that they would like us to discuss, inshallah, we can go through them. I think there's one more question here. How can I grieve the loss of my dad? We couldn't go to his burial because of the restrictions. May Allah have mercy on him.
Okay, so remember that you can benefit your father, Allah yarhamuhu, so much through your dua, through sadaqah al-jariyah, right? These things will benefit him so greatly. So if you're able to, you know, take from his from the inheritance that's left over, invest it in, you know, in some sort of sadaqah al-jariyah, whether it's a masjid or a well, or, you know, anything that Muslims will benefit from, that he gets a continual reward in his grave, you know, and, you know, making a lot of dua and just being a righteous child, because that's what's going to benefit him the most, because we know that there's actually a narration that mentions about that person, he finds himself being elevated to another state, you know, status in Jannah. He says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how did I get to this status in Jannah? Because I didn't do the deeds to make myself get to this level. And then Allah ta'ala tells him, because you had a pious child who made, you know, dua for you, and you know, your father benefits through the deeds that you do as a child. Do you understand? As his child. So you can actually help your father to do even, you know, to be elevated in his status due to your own piety. So the best thing you could do now is make yourself become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. And also your dua is more likely to be accepted in such a state as well.
Yeah,
so focus, always sisters and brothers, focus on what you can do. Don't focus on, like, we cannot change. Things are going to happen in life which we have got no control over. We can sit the rest of our life feeling burnt that we couldn't do something, and that is just going to be negative for you. However, you can focus on what you can do, you know, and remember that's what Allah wrote.
That's right.
You feel angry that they didn't let you see your father, but it's still what Allah wrote, isn't it? Like, Allah wrote it for you. So focus on what you can, you know, focus on the good and what you can change, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. MashaAllah, that's beautiful. I think we've got two more, inshallah. How do you not feel guilty watching TV? Sometimes I watch TV, news, or just something with the kids, but constantly feel guilty and make sure I don't let it affect my deen.
Yeah, look, it's okay to have, you're allowed in Islam, people don't understand this, it's allowed in Islam to have a break and to do some recreation, as long as you're not seeing all haram in your eyes, you know what I mean? So you're just watching the news or you're watching something permissible, not, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a break. And then after that, you get back into doing, you know, other things, beneficial things, inshallah.
Yeah,
so just be balanced. Islam teaches us balance.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful. I think it's also, you know, our iman goes up and down as well, you know. We don't always have to be, our iman's never going to stay, you know, top. It's always going to be going up and down. So
you need to refresh yourself. If you don't do some other things, you can't be sitting all day and night reading Quran and praying, okay? You need to, even the scholars themselves used to do, they used to do some recreational things in between to refresh themselves from time to time. And then they go back into, you know, their other types of ibadah and stuff like that. So you're a human being, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We're only humans, alhamdulillah. Okay, yeah. I think we'll take this last question, inshallah. Salam, sister, please share, what did you study?
Oh, another session, inshallah. It's a bit long another now. Session. But look, I just want to leave everyone with just, before it cuts off, I think it's important. We just stress on two things, right? Look, everybody, there's nothing blameworthy about, you know, turning to Allah Ta'ala and showing him your absolute feeling of, you know, overwhelm and feeling incapable. There's nothing wrong with you, you know, turning to Allah, crying your eyes out, like, you know what I mean? Showing how much you're not coping. There's nothing wrong with that. And then secondly, there's nothing wrong with you seeking the means to strengthen yourself. You know, Allah Ta'ala loves al-mu'min al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if. Like, the strong mu'min is more loved than the weak mu'min, even though they're both loved. What does that mean? You go and strengthen yourself. By you seeking out, like, a psychologist or someone to help you with when you're not coping, you're strengthening yourself by that, inshallah.
Of course.
All right, everybody? So don't, there's nothing, it's, as I said before, it's courage to seek out the help. You're being brave by doing that.
SubhanAllah. Yeah, that's beautiful, inshallah. Okay, I think we can wrap it up for today. JazakAllah khair, everyone, for joining us and for your lovely questions, and a great big thank you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, Sheikh Jamaluddin. Very, very beautiful reminders, alhamdulillah. Everyone loved everything you said. I definitely benefited a lot, alhamdulillah, and I hope everyone did too. And inshallah, we'll have more and more of these sessions to come. So keep a lookout, inshallah. And we'll just thank Jamaluddin again for giving us your beautiful advice and wisdom, and time as well.
It was an absolute pleasure. May Allah bless you all, inshallah, and keep you all safe, you and your families. And